재미와 지식의 오디오라이프 팝빵
Hey everybody, welcome back. You are listening to 한국어 천재 on TBS EFM. We're going to take a look at some headlines on this day in history. Now, today is Wednesday, June 3rd, 2020. 네, 오늘은 2020년 6월 3일입니다. 한국 역사 속에 오늘은 어떤 기사가 나왔을까요? Let's take a look at what came out today, and it's talking about beef. Today, one of my favorite things to talk about. I love food. You guys know my love of food here. So let's take a look at this Korean headline that came out in 1982, and then we'll switch it on over into English. So the Korean headline says,
한국 사람들은 쇠고기 즐긴다. 소비자 연맹 2,217명 대상 조사.
So what we're looking at here is Korean people enjoy eating beef. And this survey was done by the Consumers Union on 2,212 people. So that was where that number there, the 2,217명, that's the 2,217 people. And the survey that they conducted, the 조사 there, the, that they decided to do on eating beef. Now, I find this very interesting because in the headline, it says 쇠고기. 쇠고기. And that is not how I say beef. And I learned that that was kind of the way people said beef a little while back. But now people usually say 소고기. 소고기. But here it was 쇠고기. So there was like an O-E kind of sound put together under that. But now we just say 소고기. And that's the word for beef, which is, oh, I do love me some beef. Still gotta love it. But another thing I want to look at here that I think you'll find useful is the word or the counter, I should say, for people. Because Korean has this very funny thing where we use counters when we're counting things. So animals have their own counter, books have their own counter, people have them, and they're this little kind of article that we attach to numbers, and it's how we count things. So here, we're talking about people, so therefore we use the term 명. 명. So if you wanted to say how many people, like for when you go to a restaurant, you might say 몇 명이세요? 몇 명이세요? Like, how many people do you have? But you would not use 명 for animals, because animals have their own counter, which would be 마리, 몇 마리. So you wouldn't say, like, 강아지 몇 명 키우세요? That's, like, very weird. You don't raise a human dog. You would say, 강아지 몇 마리 키우세요? So how many dogs or how many puppies do you raise? So that's kind of that interesting thing where we would have 명, 마리. But here they're talking about how the consumption at the time was about 2.6 kilograms of beef per person. But what's crazy is an article that came out in 2018 says that now Koreans have raised that portion to almost 50 kilograms. It's 49.5 kilograms annual consumption here, which is just crazy to me. I didn't know that that was possible to increase that much. But yeah, for me, I don't want to say I'm vegetarian, but I've certainly made the effort to incorporate more vegetarian meals. I try to eat at least one green meal every day. And then I also will try to have maybe 3 times a week where I eat just pure vegetarian food. So I'm trying to cut back on the amount of meat that I consume, but I am a huge beef lover and I love seafood as well. So it's a big struggle for me. But I'm curious if you guys do like meat. What kind of meat do you like? Or perhaps you are vegetarian. If you are, please let me know. 네, 여러분은 고기를 좋아하시나요? 만약에 좋아하시면 어떤 고기를 좋아하시나요? 아니면 혹시 채식주의자 있으신가요? I'm curious, so please let me know by sending me a message here to our TBS EFM chat, and I'll be sure to check that out. Otherwise, please send us a message to hashtag 1013. 네, 여러분 어떻게 생각하시는지 너무 궁금해서 샵 1013으로 50원의 유료 문자를 보내주시고 거나 인스타그램 @koreangenius1013으로 DM을 보내주세요. Please send us a message and I'll be sure to check out your thoughts. Now, let's take a listen to Great Balls 믿고 먹는 고기. Great. Yeah, 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 yeah. 믿고 먹는 고기 참 부드러워 한 입에 김치 참 상큼하지 All right, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. You are listening to 한국어 천재 on TBS EFM. We were just talking about meat, good old meat here. And I was curious, what kind of meat do you eat? Or are you maybe vegetarian? Now, Rain1104 via Instagram says, 돼지, 돼지, 돼지야! That's right. 돼지, 돼지 고기 is the word for pork. It's from the pig meat here. And it is, oh, it's so good. 저는 한정살이나 목살 제일 좋아요. I love that. The best here. But now we've got one more thing we're going to take a look at. Alice Pages says, I like chicken and duck. Good to say, I'm not the biggest duck person, but you know what? That's to each their own. I've still not joined the duck train yet. And Miku Miku Ni says, I grew up eating a lot of veggies, so I'm used to eating a lot, but I like any type of meat, but beef. That's good. I completely agree. But now we've got one more headline coming up, so let's take a listen to that.
Hanguk에 대한 최신 소식과 한국어 공부를 한꺼번에 할 수 있는 시간, Headline Korean.
That's right, everyone. We're going to take a look at these headlines, break them down, give you the words, the phrases that you need to learn in order to understand the news going on today. So keep yourself updated with the latest issues in Korea by tuning into Headline Korean every day. Goodness, I just said Korean genius every day. This is what happens when you're half asleep, everybody. But today's article is about electric documents here and their legal validity. So let's take a look at this Korean headline real quick. It says, 전자문서 법적 효력 명확해졌다. 6천억 신규 시장 창출 기대. So what that there means is the legal validity of these electric documents is becoming clearer. Expect to create new markets that are worth 600 million won. So that is kind of crazy here to think about, because we're talking about these electric documents being converted. You know, you convert a paper into a scanner and then store them somewhere in some authorized electric document center. But now those are going to be, you know, just kept there, and you won't need to keep the paper document. Now, this isn't going to be put into effect until maybe 6 months after the whole proclamation is done. But it is a great thing, I think, because then we don't have to keep track of all of our paper documents all the time. I'm really hoping that this applies to immigration for me personally regarding visa documents. Ugh, I would love to not have to carry those documents around forever and ever. But I think the most important word that you can take out of this is electric document or electronic document, which is 전자문서. 전자문서. And that 전자 is the electronic, and the 문서 is the term for document. So you just smush them together and you get 전자문서. And then finally, 명확하다. 명확하다 or 명확해지다 is to become obvious or to become clear. So we're talking about how these legal forces, these legal powers are becoming clearer and clearer, which is great news. Now, I'm curious to hear what you guys have to say, what you think about it. If there's any questions or things that you don't understand, please feel free to send me a message to our TBS EFM YouTube live stream page. But now let's take a listen to Boys Like Girls, The Great Escape.